This news update is being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing in Huron County District Court today. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michelle Siv represented the defendant, Evan Blake Shimka. An offer was presented where Mr. Shimka would plead guilty or no contest to the charge of theft from Walmart, with the prosecution agreeing not to seek upfront jail time. Restitution was noted as applicable but not present in this case. Shimka rejected this offer. The court will now schedule a final pretrial hearing and notify both the defendant and attorney of the pretrial date and the trial date. And a number of food distribution opportunities are being offered across Sanilac, St. Clair counties throughout May, providing support to residents facing food insecurity. Scheduled mobile food pantries will take place at multiple locations, including Sandusky, Yale, Croswell, Brown City, Melvin, and Marlette. Most distributions do not require proof of eligibility, making easier access for community members in need. However, some locations may request identification or limit service to residents within specific districts. Regular weekly distributions are also continuing. A standing Wednesday afternoon pantry operates in Croswell, while another reoccurring site in Sandusky is held on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. In addition to mobile events, several permanent food pantries remain available across the region. Locations in Bad Axe, Sandusky, Croswell, Marlette, Deckerville, Carsonville, Cass City, Lexington, and Brown City are offering assistance, though some may require advance calls, proof of residency, or basic identification. Officials encourage residents to check specific times and requirements before attending, as availability and guidelines can vary by site. For more information, you can contact the listed pantry locations directly. Go to thumbnet.net and enlarge the photo for a full list view, as well as locations and contact numbers. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has announced a manufacturing expansion in Bay City expected to bring new jobs and investment to the region. State officials say AcraCast Incorporated plans to invest about $2.2 million into its Bay County operations, creating 25 new positions. The company produces metal components used across a wide range of industries, including automotive and defense. The project is being supported by a $100,000 performance-based grant from the Michigan Strategic Fund, aimed at encouraging business growth within the state. Company leaders say the expansion will allow more work to be handled in-house, increase production capacity, and help meet growing demand for U.S.-based manufacturing. In addition, the Michigan Department of Transportation is committing more than $750,000 to improve nearby road infrastructure. The upgrades are expected to support increased traffic and improve accessibility to the facility. Local officials say the combined investment in jobs and infrastructure will strengthen the regional economy and support long-term growth in Bay County. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Vehicle purchase can be frightening for some, but here at More Motors, we make sure that we turn the anxiety meter down to zero. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. So please call or look us up at www.themoreautogroup.com.
And we're back with a look at more news. Authorities in Detroit have issued a citywide alert for a 14-year-old girl who went missing yesterday evening. The police are canvassing her last known location and have called upon the public to provide any information that might lead to her safe return home. The investigation is currently focused on digital footprints and local surveillance footage. Community leaders have organized search parties as the department treats the case with the highest urgency given the minor's age. And the Russian government has issued a warning to foreign nations to evacuate their diplomatic personnel from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The alert cites potential retaliatory strikes that may occur around the May 9th Victory Day celebrations. Kyiv officials have dismissed the warning as a psychological tactic, but have increased security measures across the city. International observers are closely monitoring the situation for any signs of a military major escalation during the holiday period. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
Hey, Dawn Foote here with More Motors in Cairo. Spring is here, and that means the sun feels a little bit warmer. The days get a little bit longer, and at More Motors in Cairo, the smiles get a whole lot bigger. We make sure your next lease or purchase is a good vibes moment. Whether you're checking out a Ford Bronco, a Chrysler Pacifica, a Dodge with an attitude, a Jeep built for adventure, or a Ram that's ready for real work, the best part isn't the vehicle. It's the people helping you find it. At More Motors, you're getting greeted with a friendly face, real conversations, and a team that treats you like a neighbor, because you are. No pressure, no stress, just a relaxed small-town experience that feels good. You'll laugh, you'll smile, you might even get a high five when you drive off the lot in your new ride. You'll feel that little spark, that new car joy that makes everything in life feel a little bit brighter. So come on down to More Motors in Cairo, where the coffee's warm, the atmosphere is easy, and the good vibes come standard. Come see me, Dawn Foote, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.